Here we go. Okay. What we're going to do now is look at what's called the Table of Nations.
我们接下来要看一下所谓的国家的表。Table of Nations.
Yeah. I'll just go back to the verse from Genesis 6:10.
我们先来看一下创世纪六章十节。
This is the next verse that we're studying here, and it says quite simply, Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
好，诺亚的三个儿子是闪、韩、雅弗。
Yeah. Now I'm not sure why it's in this order, but the proper order, I believe, Japheth is the oldest son, and then it's Shem, and then Ham is the youngest.
听说不晓得为什么在圣经上面把这个三个人的次序写成这样。其实那个雅弗应该是最大的儿子，闪是第二个，韩是第三个。
Yeah, I'll have to check that, but that's the way I remember it. I forgot to check just before coming back to this verse.
但是他觉得他应该再确认一下。
Yeah, these are the three sons, and they had three wives, of course.
他们三个儿子当然也有三个太太。
And then altogether on the ark, you had these eight people.
所以在这个方舟上面一共有八个人。
Now, when you skip over to Genesis chapter 10, this is where you see what's called the Table of Nations. So we're going to look at that for this session now. It's called the Table. Table means like a list. See, what we have is like a family tree. And this is like a table.
这个所谓这个表呢，其实是在讲他们这个家庭、家族的，家族的什么？这叫什么？
It's like a list, I guess.
族谱，对对对，族谱。
You can see this for yourself. If you go to Genesis chapter 10, you'll see all of the names listed.
如果你去这个创世纪第十章，会看到所有的人的名字被列出来。
Okay, so you can do that for your homework.
你可以把这个当作你的家庭作业。
But somebody has actually made a nice little family tree here, and these are all the names that they've pulled out from Genesis chapter 10.
这些名字呢，其实就是从创世纪十章里面的所有的名字，他把它排成一个族谱。
Now, what I'll do is I'll show you a map first of where these people went, and then we can go back and we can look at some of these names that are here.
我们也来看一下哈，他们的这些人是怎么样，就是他的子孙怎么样去走不同的方向，在这个地球上。
Now what you see here is sort of a stylized attempt to work out approximately where the sons and the grandsons and the descendants of the three sons of Noah went, which direction they went to.
这个地方就是主要是在介绍他们的三个家族，就三个儿子的三个家族，他们到底怎么样去分布到世界各地去的。
See, the Bible doesn't say exactly like Japheth went to Europe and Shem went to Asia and Ham went to Africa.
其实圣经并没有很明显的讲说雅弗往欧洲去，然后闪往亚洲去，然后韩往了非洲去。其实圣经并没有那么清楚的说。
Yeah, but we just see historically that that's where these people went, and then of course there's a lot of archaeological evidence and even written evidence about where these sons went and the places that their descendants were established.
就是说，但是因为有些考古学家他有把一些事情哈，这样把它整理起来之后，他们所以大家后来就有一个揣测，他的儿子分成三支往了不同的方向去。
And this first map, this is the most basic form, where generally Japheth went to Europe, the descendants of Japheth. This is all starting from Mount Ararat, I should mention. And Mount Ararat is in the west of Turkey. That's where the Bible says that the Ark of Noah stopped when the flood finished.
第一个呢，我们要特别讲的就是当这个洪水结束的时候，诺亚他的方舟呢，他其实是在土耳其那附近停下来的。
It says Mount Ararat, but really Ararat is a group of mountains in the west of Turkey. So they don't know exactly which mountain.
就说圣经上讲他们停的位置呢，现在看起来就是在土耳其的一个the west side of Turkey.
West of Turkey. East.
是土耳其的东边的一些山区。
Yeah. Now archaeologists, some people have said that they've found evidence of the ark, and we can have a look at that later.
然后呢，那些考古学家甚至说他们找到了一些 方舟的遗迹啊，我们等一下可以看一下。
It's cutting out.
The red blinking.
Oh, so okay, we'll just quickly change the batteries here.
我们得要换一下这个电池，稍后一下。
Okay. And what happened? They didn't immediately separate. You know, they probably stuck around for a while, and maybe they even had families close to that area. But eventually, the children of these three sons and their families, they're going to slowly end up getting further and further away.
他们也许一开始的时候并没有说三个家族都各往东西南北跑啊，可是他们也在一起住了一阵子之后呢，才慢慢的这个家族跟他们和后裔在往不同的方向去。
Yeah. Generally, when we look at Japheth going to Europe, that obviously means that he is going to be the great ancestor of the white races, the white people.
所以亚佛呢往了欧洲去，所以他们就基本上成为了后来白种族人的祖先。
And then you have going to Africa with Ham, so we can assume obviously that Ham was black.
然后呢，韩呢去了这个非洲，所以他显然的他们就成为那些黑人的祖先。
And then we see, it's not very accurate, but see Shem, it talks on this map here that he went off to Asia, but actually the Asian people came down from the line of Ham. There's one guy called Shin and another one called Het. So Shem is actually the father or the ancestor of the Middle Eastern races, and he didn't go that far into Asia.
Oh, 其实呢，闪应该是中东那边的人的祖先，其实他自己并没有去到很亚洲这么远的地方。
Yeah, I think it's like the great grandson of Noah by Ham. So then Ham's going to have a child and then another child. We have, for example, Shin and Het. These are going to be more Asian looking people, but you know, they're going to be mixing. See, all of these three sons' children are going to be mixing. So you're going to have different races.But the three main races, you have the Europeans, the white people, the black people, and the Middle Eastern.
But why do they change the different skin color?
Because the three sons obviously had different skin color.
Why?
Well, that's the way that God had created their DNA. We have to assume that Adam and Eve, one was black and one was white. I think that's what happened. It's the only thing that makes sense.
That's very interesting. Hmm.好，就是他们的这些孩子们就不同颜色。我刚刚在问说为什么会有不同颜色，刚才听就讲说说不定亚当时跟夏娃也不同颜色。
Yeah,
他们才有可能生出不同颜色的孩子。
Right. And it's interesting actually, I saw just not long ago, there's a pair of twins in England. And one is black and the other is white.
But that's 异卵双生。Different egg.
Yeah. I think the mother was, she's maybe from Jamaica or somewhere, and the father was English, a white guy. But the children were like white and black, very different.
Different egg.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, from two parents, you can have two different colored children.
Sure.
So don't be surprised that Noah and his wife had these three children, very different colors.
Mm-hmm. 就是我们不必觉得亚当跟夏娃会有不同颜色的孩子的，很难想象的，因为很有可能的。
But you still didn't translate what I said about the English children, that the black and the white girl.
But that's normal.
It's not normal. It's quite unique, really.
Really?
Yes, to have twins, identical twins from the same mother and the same father.
But they look different, right?
Very different.
Right.
But one is black skin, and the other is white.
Just like.Dog, when they have many dogs together.
Okay, anyway, can you translate that, please?
就是有一个英国的妈妈生了一个双胞胎，就出来一个是黑的，一个是白的。那其实是妈妈是算是有肤色是黑的，然后他的爸爸本来是白的，就他们等于是异卵双生嘛，所以创造虽然是同时的那个双胞胎，但是异卵的双胞胎，所以就会不同的肤色。
Yeah, and actually, I saw a photo. I think the girl even had red hair.
然后那个双生的有一个还是红头发的。
Okay. But anyway, so we have these, you know, different skin colors, different races, obviously,、mm-hmm. and they're going to these different areas. Japheth is he's the ancestor of the whites, Ham is the ancestor of the blacks and the Asians, because they're going to be mixing there.
And so Ashan is also from Ham?
From Ham, but well, from Ham's grandchildren. We'll see this on the chart very soon.
所以那个雅弗呢，他就是欧洲那边白人的父亲，的祖先。然后韩呢，就是非洲人。后来他们的下面的曾孙子呢，还去了亚洲，就他们有一支去了亚洲。所以其实亚洲人应该是韩的子孙。
Yep.
闪就是去了中东。
Okay, here's a more detailed map.
那现在这个是一个更细的一个地图。
Yeah, now you see here that Shem has been located more around the Middle East.
所以你可以看到最中央粉红色的那一块有一个 Shem, S-H-E-M, 这个就是闪。
Yeah, so Shem is going to have these children here. So you have his kids' names, Aram, Asher, Elam, Arphaxad, and Joktan.
然后他旁边的那几个名字呢都是闪的孩子。有三个是 A 开头的字，有一个是 J 开头的字，这些都是闪的孩子。How about that one?
Elam.
Elam is also Shem's.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
还有Elam 就是也是闪的孩子。
Sorry,
就一二三四五个。
And Lud.
还有一个 Lud, 就粉红色的都是闪的孩子。
Okay. Now, see, history can tell us, for example, that Aram is going to be the ancestor of the Syrians. You even have the language Aramaic, and that's what they were speaking in the time of Jesus, the Aramaic language.
Aramaya, 一个语言也就是从这个地方来的。
Okay, and Asher, from his line, we have the Assyrians that we mentioned, the people that Jonah had to see.
Sorry, so who's...
Assyrians.
Assyrian and...
Assyrians.
Assyrian. 好，就是说反正呢，第二个就是 A-S-S-H-U-R 是的孩子呢，就是后来亚述人的祖先。
Yeah, now, we're not going to do all these names because it's very complicated, obviously. Gomer, we have over on the left side, he's from Japheth. From him come the Celtics. This is the Irish and the Scots and the Welsh, for example.
这个 G-O-M-E-R Gomer 他是那个亚佛的孩子他呢就等于是去大英帝国那个属系苏格兰人啊那英格兰人
Irish,
还有爱尔兰人啊
yeah, not the English、really.
哦、没有英国、yeah. 就是爱尔兰跟苏格兰人的祖先
yeah, And see my family line is from Scotland so I can say well Gomer was my ancestor
那听他是从苏格兰他的祖先是从苏格兰来的所以他认 Gomer 为他的祖先
And then you have Yavin They say Yavin normally And he was like the ancestor of the Italians
是意大利人的祖先
Yeah、And then that would go into more into Eastern and even Western Europe Yavin sort of spread more into Europe like the
所以 Yavin 就是除了意大利甚至就是包括法国这边那一区的人
Yeah. Now for the Chinese people or Chinese descendants the Hittites and the Canaanites are very important
对于中国人来讲 Canaan 和这个 Hittites 这两个可能跟我们中国人的祖先应该是我们中国人的祖先
So we'll talk about them soon Mizraim, he's the ancestor of the Egyptians
这个左边的这个 Mizraim 是埃及人的祖先
Even thousands of years later when they're writing the Old Testament Mizraim is the name of Egypt That was the country Egypt, they call it Mizraim
在很长的一段时间那个埃及人他们都讲他们被称之为 Mizraim 这种人而不讲埃及
And then as you come down to the grandchildren for example now you have even more names and more places
温岛好再往更这个孙子辈的图就更复杂了
For example from Ham Now you get Cush, for example, he's the father of the Cushites, which are the Ethiopians. So now it becomes more distinct, becomes more defined, I guess.
像这个紫色的 Ham, 就是含他的这个孙子辈的 Cush, 就是伊索比亚那边的人。
Yeah, and you have even Tarshish mentioned. Now, this was the place, they have a boat here. This is where Jonah was heading when Jonah was trying to escape from God's will.
左上角那个 Tarshish
Tarshish
Tarshish 就是刚刚特别讲到的 约拿他的船去的地方。
Yeah, and there's actually a town in Spain, so he became the Spaniards, and there's a town in Spain called Tarshish.
所以 Tarshish 就是那时候已经是西班牙了，有一个村就叫 Tarshish， 他是亚夫的孙子。
Yeah. And that's one of the way they know about where these people went, because they established cities with their names on them.
所以这个就是一些证明哦，他们的这些孙子辈、孩子辈去的地方到底是什么回事？因为那些城市的名字也就用了他这些孙子们、孩子们的名字。
You can see over here on the right-hand side, it says Sinai. Now, Sin, S-I-N, he's going to be a son, I think a grandson of Canaan. He's going to be one of the ancestors of the Chinese.
这边有一个字写Sinet，就是我们中国人的祖先。His
name is mentioned in Genesis chapter 10.
所以他的名字也在创世纪第十章里面被提到。Okay,
and again, if you go back to this map here, you see the person here has written an arrow, it says Sinai, and he's gone east, but actually he probably went northeast up this way.
这个Sinite这个字，紫色这个字在黄色的区域，它是就有个箭头往右边走，就是去亚洲了。Now
even today, if you look in a dictionary, you often see this word Sino, and then it might say like Sino-European relation. Or you might have
那边那个
Sinopec. That's petroleum, I think, isn't it? You probably heard of this company. And if you look up, you just Google in Sino, and you have all of these different companies and names and treaties and things come up. This is our word for China.
I heard the Spanish called Chinese Sino, right?
Okay, right. That's probably the same etymology, the same roots of the words. Mm. So Sino means China, and it comes from the Bible. It's this guy Sin.
所以这个 Sino 这个字呢，后来变成 China。 所以它这个就是同一个就是字根一直这样演变下来，就表明了我们中国人是来自于。Yeah.
Now I don't know where the actual word China, C-H-I-N-A, comes from. Maybe this was something the English changed out from this word Sino and became China eventually. But anyway, so this is the way that the English relate to the Chinese and always have.
所以这些都是有英文的这些字呢，其实都是有它的来由的哈，所以这个可以看得出来。我们也不太知道最后用China是怎么来，但是那个声音其实也很像，跟Sino这样下来的，是很有可能的。I'll
show you the table again. We're looking at the line of Ham. See, that was the son of Noah. And then Ham had three children. Oh, sorry, four. Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
所以我们再回来看这个图啊，族谱就是诺亚的第三个孩子韩，下面有四个孩子，好，然后呢，其中的一个孩子叫 Canaan， 那他的下面就有 Sinite， 就是 S-I-N-I-T-E， 就是我们中国人的祖先。
And another guy who we believe has a big influence on Asian history was Het, and he was the Hittites, because they've seen pictures of these people and they look very Asian. As I say pictures, you know, there's been statues and maybe carvings of these Hittites.
怎么拼?
Het. Now that comes at H-E-T-H.
H-E-T-H. 就还有另外一个Canon的孩子叫 H-E-T-H. 这个人呢，他们其实有他的照片啊。 Why they have the photo?
Not a photo. It's not. I said pictures. It's like that people have drawn carvings of these things and sculptures.
Oh, 就是有人呢有画过他的画像，看起来是非常亚洲人的样子。
Right. If you remember in the book of 1 Samuel, it mentions Uriah the Hittite. He was the wife of Bathsheba, who David
husband.
Sorry, he was the husband of Bathsheba, the woman that David, King David, raped, and then he killed Uriah the Hittite. From this line here. This say, the name is Heth, but the people are actually called Hittites. So they're mentioned in the Bible, these people, quite a lot. Now Heth is the grandson of Ham.
H-E-T-H.
H-E-T-H, but then here we say Hittites is the race of people from Heth.
Oh, 所以圣经里面那个大卫王不是有去抢人家的一个老婆吗? 那个老婆她的先生就是 Hittites. 然后这个族群的 Hittites 它其实就是从那 Heth 就是上面那个就是
grandchildren. And they had a very big and powerful empire at one stage.
那 Hittites 是一个非常有，甚至有他们自己的王国的一个很强大的一个民族。
Yeah, the Bible actually records that they were among the first people to have the chariots and to have iron weapons and things like this.
而且在历史上，这个 Hittites 这个民族是第一个有那这些很厉害的武器的一个民族。
There's a place called Boguzcuy in Turkey. Their empire had the capital, and from there, a lot of them moved up to Asia.
那这个族群呢，他们后来有非常多的人都移民到了亚洲。
So, and we can assume then that the Chinese people and a lot of the Asians as well, they came from Heth and the line of Ham and from Sinai, from Sin.
It's like when?
Oh, this would be going, yeah, thousands of years ago, 5,000 years ago.
But in China, we have history since 5,000 years ago.
That's right. The Chinese had to come from somewhere, right?
But if they are later than 5,000 years, it doesn't fit
history. Yeah, okay. But this is going back, this is after the flood. We're only talking two or three generations after the flood. So their grandchildren, you know, their population expanded very quickly, and then they all started to move northeast.
When is the flood? When is the time?
I've heard different dates about it, but we can sort of assume it was maybe 2,500 to 3,000 BC. I need to check some tables again, different figures. Maybe 2,500 BC. So we're talking about maybe 1,000 years before Moses. I'll tell you what, I'll post these charts through. You can look at the charts yourself, but just keep in mind that every line down here, these people, they had big families and bigger families, and they went out, eventually they populated the world. They all went somewhere.
好 ,Tim 会把这张图发给大家，大家可以仔细的看一看。但不论如何，我们都要了解他每一只，好，这个族谱上每一只，他们都生养众多，而且去非常多的地方。
And then there's this map here as well, which shows that you have people going, eventually they get all the way down to South America and the bottom of Africa. People move very quickly. Over the space of 500 years, you can imagine all of the continents have people on them already.
这个图呢，则是在讲他们整个的移民的状态啊。在500年内，这些人就已经甚至到中南美洲都已经去了，整个都打散了。
One way that we've always learned about the migration, the movements of people, is from the Bible, from Genesis chapter 10, and that's linked together with archaeology, and then nowadays with DNA as well.
从圣经上面就的第十章呢，让我们理解到这些人他们的移民的状态，而且呢，也从考古学里面呢，就除了圣经还有考古学，甚至从现在人的 DNA 里面都可以找得出来这些整个人的移居然后整个世界各地方的人跟原来他们诺亚一家人的关系。
That's all we have time for today, so we'll stop there.
好，我们今天时间只够到这边，我们就先在这里结束，我们来做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to look into history.
感谢天父让我们有时间能够学习整个我们的历史上面发生的事。
To see about these things which made Noah a great person.
而且了解到诺亚如何成为一个伟大的人。
And also for the introduction regarding the different races around the world and the origins of civilization.
而也让我们了解呢这些他的族群到世界各地成为各地方的人，也让我们理解到我们的遗传是从哪里来的。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是感谢主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.